We're going to travel to the town of Clover. Of course, it's the town with love in its name. Sam Long kind of gives us a rundown of events that are happening in the town of Clover and beyond. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning.
We're going to start with the Clover Police Department.
Yes. So the Clover Police Department hosts a Citizens Academy. This is an event that, or a series that they do every year. So anyone who is 18 and older in the town of Clover, the town residents get first priority, but it is open to people outside of the town. If you want an inside scoop on what happens kind of behind the scenes, you can learn some more about procedures, policies, practices that happen within our police department. So they are still taking applications for that through April 25th. So those classes are held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8:30 at the police department. It's an 8-week course and it begins on May 1st. So anyone interested in that, there's more information, of course, on the town website and the Clover Police Department's Facebook page, but you can just submit the application if you would like to know the inside scoop of what happens within our police department.
So. These police academies have been so successful because it helps regular citizens understand that the role of a police officer in an investigation is not cut and dry like Law and Order on television, right?
Yes. We've watched way too much cop drama.
But they also can see where they can be of service and how they can help police officers and investigators in a litany of their job responsibilities. So we hear about so many of these programs and they seem to always benefit not only the department, but those taking the classes to learn more and arm yourself with knowledge. That's what life is all about.
Yes. It's a great way to get to know the staff of the police department as well. So there are the ones that teach it, but of course there's others that rotate in throughout the series there. So it's a great way to get to know the staff within our police department as well for the community.
Okay, now we're going to start with our food trucks.
Yes.
They're returning once
food
again.
Food Truck Thursday is back. So we're kicking it off on April 10th. So these are held in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. They are 6:30 to 9. A casual atmosphere, normally about 10 to 12 different food truck options, and some live music. So our first one in April will kick off live music from Wayne Bolin, who is a local in Clover. So we're excited to have Wayne perform at our first one. And have some yummy food, some different options than you can have on a normal basis in Clover. So that will kick off on April 10th. And then the next week, we will have an Easter egg hunt. So that is at New Center Park on April 17th. That's for children ages 2 through 11. Lots of fun things. We'll have, of course, the Easter Bunny will be there, Easter egg hunt. We'll have some food trucks there as well. So a fun night to come out and kick off Easter weekend in Clover. Next, we have our Barbecue Butts competition. So that's a fun event for us. So that will be on April 26th. So we'll have teams from all over South Carolina and beyond will come to compete that weekend. So the event is open to the public on Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2. This is not a barbecue sale, but you can sample from the different cook teams. So you can buy tickets for $1 each. You can buy as little or as many as you want and taste the good barbecue that has come to town that day. So that's a fun event that will be happening at the end of the month as well.
And that attracts all kind of chefs or
competitors.
Competitors. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. From all over the region or the Southeast? Or
last year, I think we had South Carolina, North Carolina, and I believe one team from Georgia. So it's fun because we'll have a few local teams, but then there's ones that travel to do it as well. So it's a fun event for the barbecue cookers and the barbecue
and the eaters.
That's right. That's right. And the ones who love to eat barbecue. So the whole New Center Park will be smelling of barbecue smoke from Friday afternoon.
It could be worse. It could be worse. Yes. And speaking of food, you also have a save the date for a fish fry coming up.
Yes. So our Clover Fire Department will be hosting a fish fry on May 10th. That's at the fire department. So that's a great way to support our local fire department and also get some good food that night as well. So yes, that will be happening at the fire department on May 10th.
And your farmer's market returns?
Yes, so that's exciting. So our farmer's markets will be the first Saturday of the month from May through October. So the first one will kick off on May 3rd, and that will be 9 to 1, and that's right in downtown Clover on Main Street. So that will be exciting. Come get fresh fruits, vegetables, some fresh flowers, but also it's a time to support our local businesses. So the farmers markets happen right in front of some of our local businesses, so it's a good opportunity to come shop some vendors, but also get some coffee and breakfast from some of our local businesses as well.
So. All right, Sam, that's a lot of activities that are taking place over the next couple of weeks just in the town of Clover. Things. As always, you can stop by for a visit, check them out online to learn more about all these activities and much more happening in the town of Clover. Sam Long, as always, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.